So, 6 months outside the party fold for Green TD's Nasa Horrigan and Patrick Costello. That's their sanction for voting in support of the Sinn Féin motion that the National Maternity Hospital be built on state-owned land. The decision taken by the Green Parliamentary Party after that Doyle vote last night. And this means the government has a majority of just one. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, was following events as they unfolded. It was widely expected, this revolt by the two Green TDs, wasn't it, Micheál? But talk about the strange alliance that led to this vote actually happening.
Yes, in the lead up to this vote, there was some uncertainty on as to whether it could happen or not, because everything suggested the previous day that there wouldn't be a vote at all. That's because when Sinn Féin put that motion before the Dáil, calling for the full public ownership, as it put it, of the land on which the new National Maternity Hospital would be built, the government, even though it had made a decision to pursue its own course at Cabinet earlier, that is to take up that 300-year lease for the land, still wasn't going to oppose the Sinn Féin motion. It was just going to let it pass, as it were, let it sit there. And of course, that would rule out any possibility of a vote in the chamber. Now, the official reason for that was that government said it had taken its decision and didn't need to act or react to the Sinn Féin motion. But of course, the real politics of this was clearly aimed at not having a vote in the Dáil. But all that changed when the Rural Independents said they wanted a vote. They wanted to oppose the Sinn Féin motion. But of course, on their own, that group has only six TDs, so it needed further support, and it got that in abundance last night in the end. But the strange early alliance was that it was People Before Profit who felt very differently to the Rural Independents about this. They lent their initial support, which forced the vote that did have, despite a fairly serene atmosphere, a fairly dramatic impact on the composition of the government and its numbers.
What does it mean, Micheál? This is a 6-month suspension that was agreed by consensus. What does it mean to have the party whip removed from a TD?
The party whip being removed from the TD would take away their speaking rights in the party and government slots, but it would also more crucially mean they cannot be relied on and they're not part of the government numbers when those votes take place. And of course, they're outside the party fold too when it comes to things like parliamentary party meetings. In terms of the Dáil arithmetic, on paper at least, it does look like it will have quite an impact, because the government began its life with 84 TDs. Along the way, it lost Mark McSharry of Fianna Fáil, Owen Murphy from Fine Gael retired, and now two more TDs outside the fold for 6 months at least. That brings the majority and the government's numbers down to 80. It is the bare minimum. Yes, they can rely on several independent TDs for key votes, but votes become most important at a time of a crisis, and then relying on independents for extra cover at those times can often pose difficulties, because that support can quickly evaporate.
And looking ahead, Micheál, you'd imagine this would give any TD on the government benches who's opposed to a particular budget measure or looking for a particular budget measure, given that the numbers are so tight, it might give them a lot of leverage in those budget negotiations and rows to come.
Yeah, I think it does spark a vulnerability within the government in that regard. And it does mean that the government whips are going to have to work harder, and there probably has to be close contact now between the higher echelons of each party and their TDs, and perhaps with some independent TDs as well. That is inevitable. At the same time, the words that were spoken and written by Nasa Horrigan and also Patrick Costello after the vote and in the lead up to it would suggest this probably isn't a long-term departure. It's not an acrimonious divorce, more a breakup. And there does seem to be every intention of those two TDs returning to the government ranks in November. Even before the key vote last night, the contentious vote, the two TDs had voted with the government on legislation in the area of sick leave. So it would seem that they would be returning. That's the way it looks right now. And perhaps even along the way, vote with the government as well.
Is this the end of the row over the maternity hospital now, Micheál?
Well, I think given that the decision has been taken, there is no doubt the tensions and the sentiment of those who are opposed to it, that will linger. But I suppose the big political work around this and the difficulty that it posed for government and the real angst that it sparked within the opposition, that probably is likely to be heard less now. And it would seem more likely that things like the tendering process and the lead up to building that hospital, projects that inevitably bring their own political focus for different reasons, that could be the way things are going to turn now.
Political correspondent Micheál Lehane, and we'll have more from Senator Pauline O'Reilly later in the programme.